All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. This week, jobs and how to get one. With unemployment in the city stuck above 9%, we wanted to ask some New Yorkers about how they've had success finding work.
I used to D-list. I have a master's degree in nonprofit administration, so I'm specifically looking for nonprofit jobs.
I like to use Workforce sometimes, Workforce One. They have a lot of jobs, so if you have the skills for a specific job, they'll help send you on interviews for that specific job that you're looking for.
I got my last job going to meetups. That's this whole big tech scene, and that's where everybody is meeting and hooking up with jobs and other things these days.
It's really networking and who you know, and making sure you make the right contacts. If that's the field you want to get into, contact the people that you know in that field.
Whoa, New Yorkers talk really fast. In case you missed it, they mentioned Idealist, Workforce One, going to meetups, and of course, personal connections as a way to find work. Well, the Bloomberg administration wants to add another method to that list, specifically for people who receive public benefits. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports that the city hopes finding a job can be as simple as getting a text message.
Millions of New Yorkers are on some kind of government aid. 1.8 million get food stamps, 3 million get Medicaid. A lot of these people work or wish they had a job, like Crystal Sampson.
Right now, I'm unemployed at the moment and looking for work. For the past a little over 2 years, it's been kind of rough because of the economy. And I have two girls, single parent.
On a dreary, wet morning, I meet Sampson at a Starbucks in Tribeca. She has a second round interview scheduled just around the corner with a bank branch. Sampson wears a navy blue suit and carries a briefcase.
I have my resume, my cover letter, even a thank you letter just in case I get the job.
Sampson learned about this opening not from a friend or in a newspaper or on Monster.com. No, the notification came in a short text message from the city of New York. For those who've signed up, and that now includes yours truly, these messages come once or twice a day. Here's one. It says, "Open house. Recruiting for call center reps. Must have at least 1 year experience in customer service. If interested, text for more info." Here's another. "Recruiting for a large retailer in Red Hook, Brooklyn for PT warehouse sales." Again, text yes to learn more.
For an employer, they're looking to hire someone soon, and they'd like some more immediate candidates to come in right away.
Katie Gall is Deputy Commissioner for Employment in the city's Human Resources Administration. She says the texts should read like a call to action for the people receiving them.
Meeting the client right where they are, getting your information right in your pocket, and in a way that's the way I communicate with my friends, the way I communicate with my family.
Gall says it's a clear improvement over doing things via snail mail.
One of the old ways that we used to do it is actually by sending letters to let people know when maybe there was a job fair or a recruitment event. So we'd send them a letter about 14 days out saying, please come to this event.
With text messages, you can offer a lot more job openings. So far, the Barclays Center, Applebee's, the Soho Grand Hotel, and Citarella are some of the participating employers.
So we did have a home health care agency that was really shocked and surprised we were able to send 30 people the next day when they had asked for home health aides.
But now comes the question mark in this story.
They were able to screen them. I'm not sure exactly how many people got jobs from that, but the most important thing was that they were able to do it right away, and they were totally impressed that we were able to turn that around.
This text-to-work program is so new, there are no numbers yet on how many people have actually found a job. And because many of the jobs are short-term or part-time, they may only do so much to improve people's economic well-being. I called Crystal Sampson the other day to see whether she'd gotten that job at the bank.
Actually, unfortunately, I did not hear from the bank as yet with the decision if they want to hire me or not. But I did get another callback from another employer.
Samson now works at the New York City Department of Sanitation. The text messages are great, she says, but it's not how she found the job. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.
If you've ever applied for a job online, you know that feeling of filling out your application, hitting send, and then you heard back. Yay, you got an interview. Or you heard nothing.
The number one complaint we were hearing from candidates was, I see jobs online that I might be a good fit for. I apply, but I don't hear back. Why?
That's Alex Duzay, CEO of The Ladders, an online job site based here in New York that charges subscribers, usually executives, a monthly fee to search its database. I met with him for a demonstration of a new service called Scout. Basically, when you apply for a job on The Ladders website, information about your fellow applicants pops up.
But what we've done is show you the title, what skill sets they have, and what school they went to.
Okay, so you're starting to understand who your competition is. But it's interesting, I see that we not only know what job they have now and where they went to school, but we see what they are putting for salary.
Yes, so we're not telling you just yet who has been selected, but we're telling you who are the other people, and you have a sense of their profile.
What kind of jobs are you seeing are mostly open? We know it's a very tight market right now. Unemployment is 9% here in New York City. Yeah. What sort of things are companies looking for, and how do people sort of stand out?
The market we serve here at The Ladders is the market for professionals, and what we define as professional is basically sort of a white-collar job, people, the job you need a resume, you need to have a college degree to apply to. That market is not an 8% unemployment rate. It's more like a 4 to 4.5. So for the market we serve, we see actually a pretty good marketplace, and especially here in New York City, which is the largest market in America for professionals. And so we're seeing all kinds of sector hiring. Obviously, New York has been known in the past for industry like insurance, financial services, real estate, or media. But we're seeing actually the new tech and the new like the new economy really growing fast and creating jobs and hiring people. And that's really where we're seeing, you know, the bulk of the job creation. Every industry these days is being transformed or changed one way or the other by technology.
Duzay warns, though, that the average job search takes about 6 months and that job seekers should be prepared to apply and then interview numerous times for multiple positions before they actually get an offer. And if you'd like to talk more about jobs, join us today at noon on Twitter. We're talking to Stacey Marie Ishmael, product manager at the digital media company Percolate. The hashtag is Women Tech, but we're also going to talk about employment, startups, and diversity on the tech scene. If you need a quick explainer on how to use Twitter and join a chat, go to newtechcity.org. We've got it for you there. I'm Manoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.